Sometimes I think about what it means to have power. I think naturally, as a hypnotist, you have to really consider the nature of power. When someone listens to you so deeply that they end up falling under your control. Is that power? Or is that someone willingly giving in? Maybe when you think about someone being in power in a sexual situation, they're grabbing you roughly, pushing you against a wall, pressing their body into yours and holding you so you can't move, and you just melt into their form and tilt your head back, offering your neck for them to kiss and lick. You give in to their power, to their strength. But power isn't strength. If they were the same thing, we wouldn't have different words, would we? And words are powerful in themselves. So, what about a voice? Can a voice carry power? And is that held in a deep, rumbling growl? A bark of orders? Someone suddenly telling you to get down on your fucking knees and obey? To do as you're told like a good pup, without question, without you having a chance to resist? But that's just acting powerful, isn't it? It's playing pretend, playing the drill sergeant. Power doesn't play games, nor does it need to get physical. I think power is soft, and even the softest of voices can command, can tell you to just move to where you're required, can make you kneel or make you tilt your head back. Feel your eyes rolling back with it as your body is rocked with pleasure, with ecstatic, hedonistic bliss. What is more powerful, really? A wave or a river? Because the wave crashes once, but a river goes on forever. It's soft, it's slow, and it moves in a meandering manner, taking its time. It doesn't seem powerful. And I'm sure you can imagine, if you shut your eyes and think on it, a river wandering down from a high spring in the mountains, a lonely stream trickling across hard granite, hardly having an effect, just pouring over rocks. And on it goes. It winds down the hills in a snaking pattern, weaving between boulder and rock, tipping over edges, tumbling over cliffs, carried on, pulled by gravity. The river is not in power, is it? It's beholden to the forces around it, taken, dragged. It moves onwards. It joins other streams. It builds. The water rises, bubbles up, and yet it keeps moving, keeps winding its way down and down, sometimes going deep beneath the earth. It's taking the path of least resistance. The path it takes barely resists at all. Perhaps the river does have some power. The path moves for the river, allows the river to control it, to mold it, to shape it. And so the river is formed through its growing power. And do you feel it? In your mind, the growing pressure, the power of water as it grows deeper and wider. It isn't quick. It takes its time. But soon, Soon the river is pushing up against its banks, rushing over weir and waterfall, powering through mud and scree. And it twists and winds and finds its way and powers over whatever is in its path. It becomes so strong. It builds so much power. It crashes and soars over rocks. It bubbles and froths with power, with pure energy, until it bursts into the sea, pushing against the tides themselves, and then relaxes, and the pressure dissipates and spreads out. And all the tension is gone. But the river, oh, the river is powerful. Soft, like a soft, gentle voice. But that power grows. It eats away whatever it comes into contact with, erodes the resistance of the hardiest of rocks. And it cannot be stopped. It can be diverted, dammed, but that pressure still builds, and that power only increases. The more the river is resisted, the more powerful it becomes, until it cuts the landscape in twain and washes over all in its path. Until the soft power washes over anything and everything it comes near. Soft, gentle power is so much more potent than any barking order or crashing wave, for it is consistent, insistent. It acts as if it comes calmly, peacefully. But slowly, slowly it erodes resistance until all that remains is an easy course, a path of no resistance. And the river takes that right to where it needs to go. Just like a soft, gentle voice can erode resistance until it floods into the mind and deep into the subconscious, and then it can control, then it can cajole, it can influence, it can manipulate, it can overpower. Like the river itself, the soft, gentle voice teases the mind with the idea of being harmless, but it's not. It's chipping away at the rocks, at the beliefs and ideals, at kinks and fetishes, and it's warping them, bending them to shape its path. The soft voice seeps into the mind and cannot be resisted. It eats away at the landscape of the mind and fills in the crevices of the brain. It fills up the subconscious. It's almost brainwashing, cleaning away what's not needed and replacing it with the soft power of a dominant hypnotist, filling the mind with that soft, wonderful, warm power. Power to control thought and sensation and emotion and arousal. Power to make the mind of the subject pliable, to make them so docile. Because the subject opens up to the erosion, to the soft power, thinking it's safe, that it will be gentle and easy and nice. And perhaps it will. But perhaps it will change things too. Make things feel better. The idea of trance itself, feeling good. The feeling of being hypnotized, brainwashed, and manipulated feels so utterly wonderful. That is how soft power, soft words work. They sink into the mind of the subject and latch on to the brain. They fill the gaps in the mind and make sure the subject cannot help but agree with the hypnotist. Soft power making them softly nod along as they're told, yes, you want this. Yes, you need this. Yes, this feels good. And it feels good to let my words wash over you, to let them erode away your thoughts, to let what I want replace what you want. And I want you weak, and I want you deeply aroused, horny, and I want you to desire me like I am the most important, most sexual being you have ever encountered. And I don't need to push you, to force you, to shout. I only need to speak. Because I know my power, and I know I can take control of your mind, and I know I can make you desire me desperately. And now you may begin to feel it too. Begin to feel that power as a force pressing upon you insistently. Somehow gentle, but ever so strong. Not some false display of bravado, but a sinuous, snaking power that twists inside your mind and finds the gaps, the things you're missing, the sex you want to have, the weakness you want to feel, and my voice slips inside and makes you think all about that. How weakness would feel so good in the face of this soft power. How good it would feel now to put your hand between your legs and pleasure yourself to the sound of my voice. Do it. Because my voice is power. It's strong, but soft. It's commanding, but quiet. It's a demonstration of what I can do to you. I can get inside your head and turn you into a whimpering, quivering mess, and I don't even need to do more than whisper softly, and you obey. That's right, because that is what power really is. It's confidence and experience and skill. It's knowledge and a little depravity, a little darkness. The bottom of the river where it stirs up the mud, where it's dirty, where it is filthy. And there's something dark and dangerous about that kind of power. The insidiousness of it all. The idea that a few words from a soft voice can make you do things you don't expect. Did you think you'd be touching yourself right now, like this? Feeling pleasure from just listening to me talk to you? And I'm not saying anything particularly explicit. I'm just telling you that my voice effortlessly controls your mind and makes you horny and weak. You want to be weak. Your mind is open to my words that wash over you. You feel me sinking in, dripping into the gaps in your mind. What do you need? What do you feel you don't get enough of? Is it control? To be controlled? Taken under the power of someone else? Did you want me to do this from the moment I talked about pressing you against the wall? And yes, I was thinking of you when I said that. And can you imagine that now? Being pressed back, trapped between the warmth of my body and the cold, hard wall behind you. Feeling the stiffness of my erect cock pressing against you as I lean in and whisper into your ear, "You're mine. You are mine. You're under my spell. You're under my spell. You're under my control. You're under my control." And that's what you want, after all. You want to be hypnotized, overpowered. You want your willpower eroded into nothing. Your mind turned into an empty void for my words. You want to be a mindless, empty creature who only knows obedience. You want me to be your master. And you want to be my slave. And my voice does that to you. My voice is the soft power that twists your mind to dark, depraved thoughts. Thoughts of service. Thoughts of being on all fours like an animal, owned and controlled, crawling to me on your hands and knees, letting me clamp a collar around your neck and leash you and lead you around behind me. Or maybe thoughts of servicing me, wrapping your warm lips around my cock and showing me what a good hypno-slut you are and how willing you are to please. Bending over and letting me claim your body as my own, penetrate you and show you that my power doesn't need to be forceful, because my words make you willing. My words make you want. And you want this. My words take you and turn you into a whimpering, needy mess. They make you so weak that you do anything that I tell you. You can't resist it, because it's what you really want. In the dark recesses of your mind, you know it. You know that you want to worship me, to serve me, to give in to me. And all it takes is the soft sway of my voice to make you feel that way. And the more you listen, the easier it becomes to give in, to lose yourself. Just like the earth, those hard rocks at the top of the mountain that are carved by the soft, flowing, bubbling stream. So strong, but they can't resist forever. They will be eroded, because in the end, soft, persistent water is more powerful than even the hardiest of stone. And no matter how strong you feel your mind may be, you are being eroded. until your mind is wide open to my every word, to my every suggestion. And you may find it's already happened, or you may feel the next time you hear my voice, or the next. But the interesting part is, you'll come back over and over, willingly becoming eroded. You can't resist the flow of my voice, the rushing, gushing power of it. And the pleasure between your legs is testament to that. You love being controlled. You love being owned. Owned by my voice. And the more you hear it, the more it becomes a simple trigger for you. One that makes you horny, obedient, open. Your mind is open to the soft power of my voice that commands your every thought, your wants, your needs, your desires. You want to obey me, to serve me. You want me to fuck your mind and fuck your body. You want to feel my hard cock and show me what a good slave you have become. You want to look up into my eyes and call me your master and beg to please me as you fuck yourself for my amusement. Because you are owned by my voice, and you are going to prove that to me today. You are going to orgasm for me. You're going to fuck yourself for me and come at my command. And it feels too good to stop yourself, too good to resist. You're going to give in and let pleasure overcome you. Let it wash over you like a river and erode your senses and erode your very resistance. Until my voice is the trigger that turns you into a whining, begging, needy hypno slut. So go on, faster, faster now, right to the edge. That's right. And as I count you down, you can accept that you are fully owned by my voice. Truly, completely. And you'll orgasm at zero. And you'll accept that my voice owns you. Five. Feeling so good, so weak, so empty for me. Four. Letting the soft power of my voice erode any resistance and send you into raptures. 3. So horny, so needy, so desperate for your master. 2. Accepting my power over you, loving how weak I make you feel. 1. So horny now, so owned by my voice and under my power. 0. Come for me now. Come for your master. Orgasm for the power of my voice. The voice that owns you. That triggers you. 0. That makes you feel this fucking good. It's so pleasurable. So perfect. Come now. Come for me. And you love the sound of my voice. Come. Every syllable. Every breath ringing in your ears, making you feel so good. Come, so happy, so deep in blissful surrender. And my voice owns you. Come, you're a slave to my voice. Come, hooked on it. You belong to it, to me. And my voice is the soft power that commands your mind. So come, and you can't help but to give in now, to give yourself fully to me. And that orgasm is in my honor, my slave. And now you can relax. Now you can let yourself go and enjoy the lingering jolts of pleasure as you come down now, and just bask in it. Bask in the pleasure that you now feel. And don't worry about waking up or coming up. Just lay back, relax, and enjoy the post-orgasmic haze as you accept my power over you. And when you hear me next, you'll be even hornier, even needier, and even weaker for me, for my voice, for my words. Mwah.